Green Cities Europe Parklet by Davy McDonnell is sponsored by Bord Bia. And it's a very interesting concept to put little parklets in urban areas. Anyway, our broadcast coordinator, Daniel Keating, is the man for this job. It's his first ever report for the Mooney Goes Wild programme. Daniel, it's all yours.
Thanks, Derek. I'll give it a go anyway.
Yeah. Good man. Off you go.
So I'm here with Davy McDonnell. I'm at the parklet. What is parklet?
Well, it's a Green Cities garden, and it's sponsored by Green Cities Europe, which is a Europe-wide campaign to promote greening and innovative greening of buildings and urban developments. And so they have a Green Cities Award every year that, you know, people can enter their projects for. So basically what we started out is you take your typical street where you have your footpath, your road carriageway. We're pretending the walled garden is a line of buildings in this case, and we say, well, if you take your typical street, you remove two or three parking spaces from a street, you know, you create room for a parklet, which is like a little micro park. In this instance, then what we've done is we've carpeted that parklet with an Irish wildflower meadow, which we laid as a turf, really, really good turf grown up in County Meath by Summerhill Lawns. And then to add another bit of interest, we've planted some ornamental perennials through that, but we've picked species that are either native, like the foxglove, or pollinator friendly.
It's not your usual type garden, is it? It's very urban.
It is, yeah. I suppose it's maybe a juxtaposition of sort of the harshness of a street with the kind of rural wildness of the wildflowers and the birch tree grove. So also with the tree planting, like a lot of street tree planting, you typically get one individual tree or a line of trees, yeah. Lollipop type trees.
And
you know?
It can be quite boring.
Yeah, but good, yeah, exactly. No, it has its place as well, yeah. but here what we're trying to do something a bit different. Like this is a display garden and a garden festival, so just if you don't experiment a bit and try out new ideas, you're wasting your time. So here we've introduced a grove of native Irish birch trees, and I always feel that trees grow better in groups. They grow better in the wild in groups because as they grow, they're sheltering each other from the wind when it's coming from different directions. It's also more impactful. So a group of trees is more of a presence, okay? And also as they mature, there's more cover for birds to perch on and to roost in.
It's quite common across Europe, this type of gardening, isn't it, in terms of parklets and stuff?
Yeah.
Is that something you see in Ireland going to grow as the years go by?
Oh, I very much hope so. It's certainly something in practice I've been promoting, and Dublin City Council, who were one of the collaborators on this project, are really, I mean, they've been doing a lot of greening projects across the city, and have been, you know, but they're not sort of standing still. They're always looking to see how they can even bring more biodiversity, more nature-based solutions into the projects.
I must hand it to Dublin City Council, because just outside Cineworld there at the end of Parnell Street where it meets Capel Street, they put a little parklet and it's wonderful.
Yeah.
A guy used to sell secondhand bikes there, but now they've got this parklet and it's gorgeous.
I'm just watching here. You see bees and insects and things. It's really helping our wildlife, isn't it?
Yeah, it does. I mean, it's an amazing thing when you do projects like this, and like the bees appear the next
straight
day.
Straight away.
Yeah, straight away. Yeah. And look, that's a huge part of it. And look, it's not just about how you design parklets, but also long term how we manage and maintain our environment. So a meadow as opposed to landscape topology, the great thing about it, you know, it's not about fussy weeding, it's not about using knapsack sprayers. It's a very, very robust idea that you allow it to grow, you cut it back in the, you know, September ideally, you know, after some of the seeds have started to drop, and you take away the cuttings and let it go again. It's very, very simple.
I presume that this is going to be in loads of different surroundings across the country. Is it important that gardens reflect the surroundings they're in, so they're all going to look different?
Oh, absolutely. And that's where design comes in. So like in this case, you know, look, we had a bit of fun with old garden railings, and we repurposed those as frames to train honeysuckles onto and gave them a different colour. That's what designers do, you know. Your materials tend to repeat themselves, but it's how you adapt it to different spaces you're working in, to microclimate, but also sometimes the heritage of the street you're working on as
art.
Well.
It's art.
Yeah, maybe. Somewhere between art and science, isn't
something
it?
Something like that.
Yeah.
No, that's brilliant. Thanks so much. Well, Derek, I gave it a good go, so let me know what you think.
You are excellent. Thank you very much indeed, Daniel.